Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Kadampa Center. Based on the instructions of our teachers, including His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Lama Zopa Rinpoche, and Geshe Gelug, we begin our session this morning with a brief meditation on compassion, followed by some prayers that will be led by Venerable Lama. These are to prepare our mind in the same way that we prepare the soil before casting seeds, so that our minds are more receptive for the teachings that are to follow. These are the practices that help us focus and concentrate our mind so that we get the most benefit from what's to follow. So we have a bunch of distinguished meditators up here at the front of the Gompa. Very glad to have you here. And you can begin by... We'll just take a couple deep breaths from our stomach to settle our minds. We're not going to meditate too long so people don't get fidgety. And Lama Zopa Rinpoche, the spiritual director of the FPMT, the organization to which we belong, has said that we should always start our sessions by generating compassion. Compassion being the wish that all beings, without exception, be free from suffering. And we may have a little bit of that in our mind right now, or it may be the farthest thing from our mind, but our teachers tell us that we can actually develop that quality by meditating upon it and thinking about it. Compassion is, there's some interesting work being done these days, the difference between compassion and empathy. But compassion is not just feeling another person suffering, but it's the active wish that all beings be free from suffering. We had a visiting teacher many years ago, Geshe Danya. He said something that I've always remembered. He said, even though when we're compassionate, we're aware of the suffering of others and we understand it, the more compassionate we are, the happier our mind is. This is a very positive quality. Though it's mixed with sadness, it ultimately is an uplifting quality. So the first step in developing compassion is to see all beings as equally worthy of happiness. Right now we tend to divide people into those that we like and those that we don't like and those that we're indifferent to. So the necessary base of compassion is seeing all others as equally worthy of happiness and ultimately enlightenment. Not just the people we like, but all living beings. So let's just sit quietly for a minute or two and see if we can develop a little bit of that equanimity of mind towards others. Begin to see how everyone, even the people who are most irritating, who seem to be the most off track, is worthy of happiness, is worthy of being free of suffering. So we'll just think along those lines for a couple minutes and then do our prayers. And having established that basis for the teachings that are to follow, I will toss the mic to our Onse.
It's on page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. Turn to page 34, and we will chant the mantra of Shakyamuni Buddha. If you have the white binder and not the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to the page that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And when you we come to the Medicine Buddha stand, it's on the blue sheet for those who have the white binder. Teyata omne mne mahamnaye soha. Teyata omne mne mahamnaye soha. Teyata omne mne mahamnaye soha. Bhagavan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now let's read the four measurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37. At the bottom you see two mantras. So first we'll say Chenrezig's mantra eight times, and he's the embodiment of all the Buddha's great compassion and wisdom. And then Green Tara's mantra seven times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, this children are welcome.
Wait, if the children could stay for just a minute, we'll have a brief presentation. We want to say thank you to Christy Batts for her incredible work again in for Kadampa Family Camp, which was just a huge success. So, Christy, if you could come up, Geshe-la has a gift for you. Thank you very much.
One of the biggest prayers in the world. Good morning. Maybe please 1 minute introduction, please. 1 minute introduction for you, 1 minute nap for me. Kamula. Kamula. In English, there's like a point for Sunday teaching. Do you have one of them?
Well, you're doing the seven minds.
Yeah, maybe somebody there, maybe Robbie has. It has all the points.
Oh.
Yeah. All the points. Yeah. Namaste. Special day left.
Yes.
Ale ama dedi ama soku tö soku
ya
tö soku tö soku ama ale de ya peşo ki gruz mo bu kes yeyim de pa kes yeyim de
ne yavaş git
So maybe one time you will come to my house.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yes.
Well,
Sorry to interrupt your wonderful conversation. few Sundays I've been explaining the teaching composed by Gishi Chagawa. It's called 7-point mind training text. You know, it's like called Lojong mind training test. Oh, 7-point mind training test. Oh. So now, topic that I discussed last Sunday is like bodhicitta. Does any ring bell? Any ring? bodhicitta. This is a Sanskrit word, you know, bodhi means, bodhi refers to fully enlightenment, or chitta, that, you know, the mind. Or chamjuk is same, chamjuk is chamjuk enlightenment. Same in Tibetan word, same is mind, the desire for fully enlightenment. For what? To benefit, that's all. To benefit, nothing. Not to convert somebody to some other religion, no. It's just a benefit, that's all. Whom every breathing living being, nobody excluded, everybody included, no? Every breathing living being is included. So you wish fully enlightenment just to benefit them, that's all, not to change their lifestyle, just to benefit them, whatever ways. Even like say even playing with the kids, children, you know, doesn't look like meditations. It's just to benefit, that's all. No, it doesn't. So my, like, why achieve enlightenment? Oh, it's kind of complicated to help. Everybody has different thinking, different interests. Therefore, it's very hard to please every single being on this planet. Is it easy to please or hard to please? Even though you get enlightened, fully enlightened, some people will be there, out there, not happy about you. Even though you are fully enlightened, you know, every single being should be separate from your enlightenment, but that's not the case. Because there's different interests, different thinking, way of thinking, different ideas, you know, different opinions, that's why. Not because you are doing something wrong. Oh. So that's the reality. So bodhicitta, okay, bodhicitta, so now back to bodhicitta. Otherwise I'll be carried out by my own stories, far from the books. No. So the book never finished. In order to develop the bodhicitta, is the mind, altruistic attitude, the mind that wish happiness for every single breathing living beings. See? Yeah, it's very powerful mind. It's very powerful mind. Cherishing other. And like cherishing others, you know, cherishing others. Oh, it's like indirectly cherishing yourself, cherishing others. Oh, it's a door to all the happiness. It's unlocked door to all the happiness. Oh, cherishing others. Oh, changing the. Changing this. Oh, cherishing others. So before do that, you know, do that. So what we need to do, practically what we need to do, we need to develop universal compassion called Nijichenpo. We need to develop compassion, Nijichenpo. So then, you know, not just that, you know, then that's called extraordinary compassion. So that is the compassion that says, I myself will liberate or maybe free every breathing living being from suffering, problems, complications. Oh, see, in Buddhism, suffering doesn't mean pain. It means simply means complication. No? Everything comes with the complications. This body comes with the complications. Your own mind comes with the complications. Wonderful leather sofa comes with the complications. Oh. Cute kitten, comes with the complications. If you don't have one, you don't know. If you have one, then you know. You know, there's so many things involves cutting nails, cleaning the hairs, showering, all this has a lot of complications. So, so then see, everything, so that needs to be understood, you know, so not just you, everybody else, everything you see, complications, he has complications, no problems, you know. Nobody. Unless you liberate yourself for good, so then you have no more complications. Other than that, no matter how we look, how well we dress, doesn't matter. Everybody has problems. Oh. So in order to develop universal compassion, you have to understand the situations. The situations of every breathing living being situation, including yourself. Shukta choshi junji ches shukta. It's not just choshi for quick. For quick? For quick. Creeks. Yeah, creeks. River. For rivers. Don't you call quick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A creek is a tiny stream, is a tiny river.
Tiny river?
Yes, oh. A creek is a tiny stream, which is a tiny
river. Oh, not tiny, it's big. It's called, then what do you call it? What do you call it? Big. Called river.
River.
Yeah, four, like strong, not just river, strong rivers. Oh, Chuda Choshi, didn't you just, oh. Otherwise, compassion won't just grow out of nothing. It has to have object, you know. You have to understand the situation. If you think, oh, that she's good, she's fine, he's fine, probably, you know, then it's hard to develop compassion. Each and every one of us. Oh, Choshi, Junji Chis. We are carried out by these four great rivers, four strong rivers. Chiengar Nachi, birth, aging, sicknesses, death. No? So that, Dogaleji, Chiwantambedams. First, we have to understand the situations. If somebody is having pain, then you may able to develop some kind of sympathy, empathy, whatever you call compassion, because you see that person is having some pain. But that's the object of compassion. If somebody is healthy and running, like looks very good, it's hard to develop compassion. That means our understanding of trouble or complication doesn't go very deep. That's why you can't develop compassion. That's why universal compassion is impossible to develop. It's just become the word between your lip, mere word. That's all. Universal compassion, universal peace. You know, harmony in society is only lip between the word between them. Dogaliji, not just you know, but like carry out by this four rivers, not just one direction. Here, there, up, down. Basically, it's true. It's true. True in the four rivers. True. True?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Straw, whatever they want to call it. Straw. Straw. Straw? Straw. Straw. Yeah, straw. 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 Situation. I just tried to introduce. I didn't make this up. It's already been said. There's nothing new to say. Everything's been said. I'm just repeating here. Not just that, you know, as the carry out with this four great rivers, tightly bound in these four rivers, tightly bound by not your neighbors or your friends, no, by your actions, by our actions. What we think, what we say, what we do, our actions. Dogaliji chiwa, leji chiwa tabiddams, you know. Actions become like rope that tightly bound us into this four great river. Danzi chajita, that last one is hard to understand. Danzi. When you say I, I'm so happy. Well, that's good to say. I'm so happy, huh? Oh, I'm so excited. I am so excited. We don't analyze. When you say I, you don't analyze. What do you mean I? What do you mean self? So there's another critical, piece of teaching in Buddhism. You can learn. You don't have to become Buddhist. No, you don't have to become Buddhist. You can learn and study and just then think. Dandi. Jin means grasping on self. Self. Tambu ngashi dala shenju chis. Tambu ngashi dala. First we become attached to I, you know. So then my. That's how the cycle or this rivers, continues. It doesn't stop. Goes on like that. Danzin, what is self? What do you think? What is self? so much textbooks is written, all this conjure tinjur, that's like all this conjure directly taught by Shakyamuni Buddha, tinjur, all the commentary by Indian Pandit, such as Nagarjuna, Asanga, Vasubandhu, all of that, you know. They did so much research on that, how to define self. Just think about that, just think about a minute, just think about what is self. Somebody goes, oh, John, you don't look good at all. How you feel? Your hair looks terrible. How dare you are commenting on my hair? My hair. Self. Grasping so tightly on something that you have no, we have no clue. It's, you know, important to just, you know, sometimes, not every day, sometimes just, you know, sit quietly and just think about, you know, say self. What is self? This body is the sperm and egg that become this body. Sperm and egg. If you show somebody sperm and egg, well, that's become your body, hard to believe. How this will become your body. But that's what exactly what it is caused by that. Then something they think. Think something, how's about that? Caused by what? Situation, self-grasping. Danzi chaji tawa buzuzu. Danzi chaji tawa means like iron cage. Am I making you depressed or no? Am I making you depressed? Yeah. otherwise, how you are going to develop universal compassion? How you are going to develop? Question that if you are interested, that question needs to be answered. You or me or like, you know, how you are going to develop compassion? So that's the situation. From newborn child all the way to President of the United States. That's the conditions, situations. Now your understanding of problems go a little bit deeper. It's not just some kind of headache or like, it's not like, it go a little bit deeper, you know. So therefore, Four Noble Truth, the teaching they taught by Shakyamuni Buddha first after, when he was enlightened after 49 days, that he taught in Varanasi, the first teaching that he taught is our Four Noble Truth. Among those Four Noble Truths, first to this, truth of sufferings. if we don't understand the nature of suffering, or as I mentioned before, suffering means no, doesn't mean pain, it means complications. If we don't understand the nature of sufferings, there will be no strong desire to liberate yourself from samsara, will not take place, because you don't understand the nature of sufferings. There will be no genuine interest will take place to seek freedom from liberations or moksha. So that's the, you know, ultimate goal. But day to day life, you know, there are so many complications day to day life. How to free myself? You know, generally freeing yourself from samsara, that's big goal. But how I can free myself day to day life from different problems, day to day life, you know. So that's the, just, you know, chuda chua chi junji dogali ji chua dandu jaja dada buzzu marimu maja mumre sipa chi chua dunga tam chi jimbe wa nasa. And those, everybody, lives greatly influenced by First Noble Truth. First Noble Truth. Dunga demba. First Noble Truth, dunga demba. One day is kind of happy, then second day is unhappy, you know, so then, or get so excited to eat Papa John pizza, so then not just eat that, not eat tons of that, next day, throw up. Change, suffering of change. Friday night, too much beer, the Saturday collapse. You're so excited to go to see Machu Picchu, when you get there, kind of bored. Then worrying about going down. What is that? That's the nature of samsara. That's what it is. You know, so like sadhana, then sometimes there's headache, there's pain, you know. Then, bottom line, because of this body. Yeah, problem do occur because of this body, you know, this body, problem do. Should I choose it? So now then you understand, when you look around, then you understand everybody's life is greatly influenced by these three types of sufferings. Doesn't mean pain, it's complicated, three types of complications. Greatly influenced by that. So now you have some ground to develop compassion. If they are liberated, you don't need to show compassion because they are doing fine. If they are not liberated, so now the same now, you know. So there's something, you know, before you develop bodhicitta, there's something that needs to be understood. Needs to be understood. So now bodhicitta. Bodhicitta. What do you call in Tibetan? It's called Tenpe Sampa. Tesim. Tenpe Sampa. Pain is benefit. Sampa is mind that desire to benefit. Mind that wants to benefit. Oh, that mind is so powerful, is so healthy, you know, if you manage to generate that mindset, so your life will shine. Your life will shine. Your life will shine. Oh. So understand, you understand cherishing other. Cherishing other. So then self-cherishing, the biggest obstacle. Self-cherishing. Oh. My way. Me, my way all the time. You know. Rani Jinji, Rani Jinji, so has a holding so tightly on yourself. But nothing wrong. Everybody's doing nothing wrong. What is the problem? The problem, it does not bring happiness. So now the question again, what is happiness? What is happiness? Drinking water tea, that happiness? Is that happiness? Drinking water tea. You have any idea about butter tea? No? Tibetan drink butter tea. The tea, salt, milk, black tea, butter. Five ingredients mixed together, a drink. Sounds like delicious or yucky? Happiness, you know, related to the physical body. The happiness related to the mind. Now question is, what is happiness? What is happiness? Going to Machu Picchu, is that happiness? Oh, I don't think so. Going to Cozumel, how's about that? Maybe that is happiness. Till you are bitten by a mosquito, then you know it's not happiness. Physical happiness generated by seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, touching. All the pleasure that generated by that, five senses, considered as a physical happiness. Are heavily dependent on object. Heavily dependent object. Longest object there, it happens, there's no guarantee. You know, but this pleasure or whatever you call happiness is heavily dependent on external object. But external object does not guarantee, 100% guarantee, that kind of pleasures. Oh. It's the much more complications. So then happiness, the leading to the mind by thinking does not rely on external object, does not require external object. It's just by thinking. That's bodhicitta, one is the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta, day and night. So biggest obstacle is, you know, cherishing yourself. Rani Chinji Gubakunji goes, Rani Chinji Gubakunji goes, Rani Chinji. Well, cherishing oneself, cherishing, self-cherishing is like, you know, like Chinji Gubakunji goes, draw to all the problems. Draw to or draw off? Draw off or draw to all the problems. What do you think? Are they saying something that's correct or they're saying something that's incorrect? What do you think? If you are thinking all the time, if you are thinking just for your happiness, how that will happen? Your goal is just your happiness. When you look around, you just one. Number one, you are just one. Everybody, there's more other people there. You are just one. If you think, oh, I'm the one in this room, how many people support that idea? How many people support that idea? If you think, oh, everybody, they are the one. Oh, everybody, they are precious. Every life is precious, no matter what they do. Buddhist, Christian, white, black, Tibetan, Asian, every life is precious. What do you get if you have this kind of mindset? What do you get? Immense benefit. Immense benefit. Oh, if you treat everybody something very precious, consider them something very precious, and treat them something very precious. Oh, so that's based on the connection that we have. So you may think, oh, there's no connection. There's connections. There's connections deeply rooted into loving kindness, compassion, care. That's how the connection is. There's no, if you think there's no connection, that's wrong. That's a mistake. There is connections. So, as I mentioned that before, last Sunday, like six cause and one result, the instructions how to develop bodhicitta. So now second one is like exchanging oneself with other. So the gentleman says like being in shoes, other people's shoes.
Other people's pants, that's what you say.
Yeah. That's what I said. The asset, other people's pants, so far not good. So the, what do you say? Being other people's shoes. So exchanging oneself, So I'm just quoting some texts from like Guru Puja, Lamrim Pat, you know. Rani Chinzu Guba Kunji Go, Manam Chinzu Yinde Kunji Shis. Changing other is the... the source of all the qualities, all the mental qualities, cherishing others. Who has more friends? People who are kind and people who are kind, compassionate, kind, loving. These people have more friends. People who are mean, negative. Every word that comes from mouth is negative. Every thought that pops up is negative. Everything they do with physical body is negative. How many friends that person has? No, very little. When that person is like, have something that happened to that person, what other people say? Other people are kind of happy that that happened to that person. There's nothing to do with Buddhism, there's nothing to do with bodhicitta. You know. Rani chinzu, guba kunji gu, manam chinzu, yunye kunji shes. Just think about it. I'm just throwing this idea, it's already been said. Just throwing about something to you to think about. If you are seeking happiness, this has been done thousands of years ago. This has been done. To be happier, less stress, no, less anxiety, less stress, less fear. So because you understand, you know, and understand, understand the two situations of every breathing living beings. Then probably then you understand everything changed. Everything changed. Interest, mind, people's fashions, everything, hairstyle, clothes, everything changed. Nothing remained forever, everything changed. So you are fully aware. Right from the beginning, you are fully aware everything changed. People change, mind change, friend become enemy, enemy become friend, stranger become friend. The friend becomes stranger, all of that, everything is happening. That's the nature. You are fully aware right from the beginning. If nothing is shocked, you are fully aware. that you are fully aware that every life is greatly influenced by these four great strong rivers, tightly bound there by our actions. Situation refers to everybody, not just you, everybody. You, she, other, J means exchange. Nanjo, that's like, you know, yoga. Practice. Practice that helps you to have a practice exchanging oneself with other. Took that practice as your core practice. Core practice. Then your life will be, even though you are part of samsara, your life will be much, much easier. Much, much easier. Much, much easier. Then you become, according to Lama Yishi, then you become like easygoing person. Easygoing? Mm-hmm. How you say, easygoing? Yes. Yeah. Am I making any sense? Mm-hmm. Or am I making you bored? Huh? Never bored. This is not this. Everything I said has been said thousands of years ago. It's been said. If I can point to you, you can look at the book. It's exactly been written like that. No. Okay, so don't think that I just made it up last night. No, no, it's already made, already said. So now just think about, dunga chambo chame videshi. Just think about, you know, think about people you don't like, people you level as an enemy, people you level as a stranger, people you level as a friend. Just think about these three things. Enemy, stranger, friend, all of them. If somebody asks you, do you want suffering? If somebody comes to you, asks you, do you want suffering? What do you say? You say, no, thank you, you don't want suffering. Then say again, how's about slightly suffering? How's about a little bit? What do you say? Yeah. That's the fact. Now you go ask somebody else, you ask them, do you want some problems or some suffering? What people say? And that ground, there's no difference between you. You've been asked, your answer is no. You ask someone else, their answer is no. Based on that, there's no differences. Same. Dunga tamu tsame mideshi. Just that one line. Just that. Dunga tamu tsame mideshi. Doesn't mean anything. Do we really understand that? So do we really understand that? Dunga tamu tsame mideshi. Somebody comes to you, are you content? What do you say? Are you content? Or you could say it depends. Or you say, no, I'm not content. Are you satisfied what you have? Tough question. No, there will be no easy answer. But what is the point here, Delana? We are not being content, satisfied. We don't have contentment, we don't have satisfactions. What we've been doing, what we've been, how you say? How you say, I'm not content?
I'm not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied. Contentment, satisfaction. Never means there's no satisfaction. there's no satisfactions. When it comes down to happiness, there's no satisfactions. Is that true? When it comes down to happiness, are we satisfied? But in the text of Dela, there means happiness. Dela Namya Shri means we will never satisfy by by eating apple. Are you satisfied by eating apple? That's just an example. Are you satisfied by seeing something, smelling something, touching something, listening to something, looking at something, color or shape, going here, going there? Are you satisfied? Yeah, probably more likely, generally speaking, answer will be no. Nobody, not just you, nobody satisfied by doing things. Nobody satisfied. No matter how much of the musician, Dada, Shela, and that ground same, you and others, there's no differences. Do we think like that every day? No. Life becomes complicated. If you think like that, when you look at your friend, if you see, oh, my friend is looking for happiness, trying to avoid slightly problems, that's the fact. So now, what do? You become the conditions for that, or you become obstacles. And you, same thing, doing the same thing. Do that mean anything? Does that word carry some weight? No, we think always ourselves. We don't think other people, we think ourselves. So if somebody is crying for you, that's okay, that's absolutely fine, that's nothing wrong. If you have to cry for someone else, that's big problems. If somebody is cleaning, that's good. If there's somebody asks you to clean, oh, now that's big problems. That's serious thing. Very serious things. You know, that requires a lot of meetings. Sit down, schedule everything, you know, like that. Like that, attitude. So that's been doing that, changing yourself. Since I was born, I've been doing that. What I get, nothing. Now, changing others, maybe that's different approach. Maybe life will become much happier. Changing others. Look at Mother Teresa. Doesn't matter if Buddhist or not Buddhist, look at Mother Teresa, you know. How much she gives, what you can expect from those people, nothing. They have no education, no power, no money, no wealth, nothing. They're just laying down the street, like rejected by society. What you get? Nothing. No wealth, no money, nothing. Something that you get, there's no price. Happiness, no? Cherishing others. The most desperate one, cherishing them and seeing them as a precious jewel. Oh, the precious jewel. So, you know, there's many texts here. Every problem that we face has solutions. It's not like there's no solution. There are solutions, but it's not easy. There are solutions. Alright, so there you go. That's like now, I try to reach on Tolan practice so today, so you know, to finish a little bit. my point here is, in order to develop bodhicitta, first we have to have some understanding about the whole situations of everybody. You know, life, you know, like, as I mentioned, greatly improved by four great rivers, you know, so then tightly bound in that, you know, by actions, you know, so then three types of, you know, like suffering, all of that. You know, just need to understand the situation. Otherwise, compassion will not reach. Your compassion will not reach everybody. With compassion will reach only people that you consider as, you know, loved one, close one, friend, you know, that then not to strangers, not the enemies, you know. First you need to understand. So that's why I'm just saying those things. In order to develop bodhicitta, self-cherishing mind become the most obstacles, opening up, giving, and I said, when I say self-cherishing mind, what do you think? Self-cherishing mind. Is it good or bad? In the West, when you say self-cherishing, that's like, refers to good thing or bad thing?
Narcissism.
Huh?
Narcissism? Self-cherishing can be taken to the extreme, can be called narcissism, which is not good.
Not good. Selfish. Is good or not? Selfish. It's not used for good things. Selfish. Oh, you are very selfish. That means you don't care about other people's happiness. Huh? Selfish. What, when you people say selfish, does that means like that you don't care about other people's happiness? Yeah, so that's, when I say self-cherishing means, when I say word self-cherishing, that's what I mean. Exactly like that. Not like, of course you have to take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, so then life has no purpose. You have to take care of yourself, of course. When I say self-cherishing, rani chinji, I mean selfish. Somebody dying for your happiness, oh, that's fine. You have no feeling at all. That's not good. Rani chinji, rani cheba zubi chongne this, it's like considered as a chronic disease. Need to see, that's why life becomes more complicated. All the problems. Oh, we blame, you know, like, oh, that because of him, because of her, because of neighbors, because of government, because of society, because of this system, that system. Yeah. Then, as I mentioned before, you are so uncomfortable because your head, your hat. Not the hat you wear, hat. So tight. That's why you are very uncomfortable, unhappy. Then you keep changing your shirt. That's not going to help. Because shirt is not the one that's causing you unhappy. This head is too tight. You need to change that. Instead of changing, buying new shirt, the rest of money. Target is right here. You are shooting over there. Thief came to your house. Run away in the forest, you are looking in the open field. Like that. Are we doing that? So just think about it. Maybe we are not aware that the uncomfortable discomfort is causing by tightness of the head. We keep changing our shoes. So need to think, rethink. You know, don't think, oh, that's a normal thing. That's what you do. You know, whenever you feel uncomfortable, you keep changing shoes. That's what has been said. That's how it's been said in the West. You just keep changing shoes. Meanwhile, it's not going to help. Not just West, sorry, not just West, but everywhere, you know. Are we doing this? So now, selfish attitude, that's the one causing all the problems. What do you think? What do you think? Rani chinji gubakunji go. Gubakunji. Guba means, you know, problems. Do you agree? Ah. Then other side, manam chinji, cherishing others. It's a door to all the qualities, all the wonderful things, cherishing others, door to all the wonderful things. So, you change me, I change you, everybody change everybody here. Nobody will harm nobody. Now everybody understands, everybody needs to be love, care. You cherish them. So you cherish them, then your life will be much, much better. Manam chesa yudekwe, manam chi jeans, cherishing others. You have this mind very strong, very fresh, very much light. You cherish others. It doesn't matter, American, Tibetan, Asian, Indian, Buddhist, Christian, no, doesn't matter why you care. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Giving, cherishing anybody is good things. Good things. Cherishing anybody, even the dog, cat, is good things. Oh. Cherishing others is the good things. Oh. Do we really understand that? Cherishing others is not all the happiness. Cherishing others. Oh. So this is very important. When you are about to get irritated or angry, just think about that person. Very person you are about to get irritated, that person is looking for happiness every single second. Exactly like you. Everybody, we all have choice. We all have choice. We make choice every day. Oh, 5 minutes ago you are having great time. 5 minutes ago you are having great time eating breakfast together. All of a sudden, talk something like politics or whatever, you know. So something. Your friend says something that you don't agree, and you say something. You know that this game become like louder and louder. It doesn't require much to destroy our happiness. It does not require much to destroy our happiness like that. This is a day-to-day life challenge. Day-to-day, okay? So then I kind of roughly finish. How to develop bodhicitta based on six cause and one resolve. Through that instructions, how to develop bodhicitta. So then the second one, exchanging oneself with others, that's a much more difficult one. Changing ourselves with others. Okay. So now maybe there's a few minutes left. So then I'll go through the Tonglen practice. Oh. So probably a lot of you probably heard this word many times. It's like giving and taking practice. Giving and taking practice. Tonglen. Tong, sent. How the giving has been done in Buddhism, how the giving has been done? Giving is done by loving kindness. Loving kindness. Out of loving kindness. Not out of obligation, out of fear. You just give out of loving kindness. No, you give. Tong, you give. You send. So it's not like, no. Or if you practice bodhicitta, once you develop bodhicitta, all the problems will disappear. That's not the case. All the problems will not disappear. That's not the point. The point is, you just have compassion. That's the point. You have just compassion. No matter where you look, every breathing, living being, something, you see something precious. Something precious. Before you don't see that. So now you see that. Every living being is something precious. And you will never ever, any circumstance, you will never ever harm any beings. So death will be guaranteed. That will happen. You know? It doesn't mean, whole America will be, will be empty of problem. No, that's not the case. That's not the case. No. Everything is happening based on reason. It's not because you are morally responsibility out there's happiness. No, everybody has their own. Everybody's responsible for their own environment. Oh, perceptions, reflection of their mind, Oh, so then only like you give out of loving kindness. What is love? What is love? Huh? What is love? I love apple. You wish apple to be happy? Maybe apple is going through a lot of problems. the word that people use doesn't make sense. Anyways, like love is not still called chamba. chamche, ko chamche, you know, loving kindness, chamche, Tibetan ko chamche. In Buddhism, the love, you know, love is like somebody is struggling to get something, to be happy. To be happy. Then you become conditioned for that. Then you can say, I love. Then you can say, I love you. You can say, because you are there when that person is struggling to get something, to be happy or healthy. You know, so then you help that. Then you can say, genuinely, sincerely, you can say, I love you. It has nothing to do with look or color or shape. It's simply that you are helping that person. Oh, sincerely, genuinely. That's what love means, you know. Compassion. When you say, oh, I have compassion. That means like you are struggling to overcome from something in order to be happy. Then you are there to help the person to overcome whatever the difficulty might be. So then you can say, I have compassion. I have compassion for you. Otherwise, it just be the word between lips, you know, compassion. You know? So you sense, you know, you just sit there, you just sense, boom, boom, you just sense, you know, out of loving kindness, you just sense, your loved one, friends, or you just sense, you know, lui dans long jeu, lui dans long jeu, lui, body, long jeu, possessions. Geta, merit, three times merit, created by you, saying something nice, thinking something positive, doing something wonderful, that creates merit, which is the cause of happiness. Simji Raradevi Mujudis, you manifested all your goodness, the three times merit, your body, your possessions, you transform that into something that somebody needs. Water, food, clothes, road, transportations, roof, whatever they need. You're just sitting there, you're imagining, you're transforming your body, your possessions, your three times married, you're transforming into whatever they need. You transform the little, you transform whatever they need, you transform. Somebody needs company, you transform the company. Not the company that make money, no. Is it a company? Is it a company? Yeah. Simjirarantivim, you do chane tongsen. Without attachment, you just give without attachment. How you say? You give without string?
No string attached.
Unconditional.
No string attached. If you string the attach, if there's a string attached, then it will pull you. Mm-hmm. Will it be pulled? Similarly, with chame tongsen, chame without attachments, pure gift, sincere. You know, here in the West, people say anonymous. No, I never heard that in Asia. When you come to West, that's really wonderful. You know. There's wonderful things people want to be anonymous. This is what it is. Chame tosins. You give without attachment, you just give pure gift. So may I able to finish the perfection of generosity practice. This has been done. It's not like you go for every person, ask them what you need. It's not like that. Just sit at home, then this has been done. Next time, when you give, there's no problem. You have no problem, you know, giving something without, you know, without string attached.
Yes.
Yeah, without string attached. You know, that's interesting. Without string attached. You know. Oh, so that's how you give. Okay. So like then, when you breathe out of loving kindness, then you send all the goodness. You send. All the goodness. When you breathe out, you send all the goodness. Boom. Sending. Then, now taking. So that is a little bit, you know, people for sometimes misunderstood. As we mentioned before, selfish attitude, that's chronic disease. Because of that, all the problems occur. Just analyze. please just analyze in your day-to-day life. Analyze. Or cherishing others, how much pain that costs, or cherishing myself, how much problem that brings. Just analyze. Don't need to go to Mount Everest to do that. You can do it here. You know. Don't need to go to Mount Everest to do it, just get to here. So, you know, going to shopping, you know, like, just whenever you interact with the people, analyze that, analyze. Oh, then, So, then when you look, then when you imagine just sitting there, then when you breathe in, when you inhale, when you exhale out of loving kindness, exhale all your goodness. Oh, then see that just, you know, like just imagine that the people get whatever they needed and just rejoice. Rejoice, you know. Just go, tong. Land, then now taking. Taking, problems that relate to the physical body, you know, the other beings, problems that relate to the physical body. When you breathe in, you take in. Take in, just visual, just take in. Minute you take in, just imagine all your physical problems disappear. See, all your physical problems disappear. When you take in, and all your physical problems disappear. The same, when you breathe in second time, and think all the problems that relate to the speech, then you breathe in, and all the problems that are created by speech for yourself disappear. It's clear? Is it clear? Same, when you breathe in, third time when you breathe in, all the problems that relate to the mind, you breathe in of others. You breathe in, then visualize all the problems that created by your mind disappear. One way to do. You can do that according to that, you breathe three times, you know, as the inhale three times, body, speech, mind. Or general way of doing it, you know, you just breathe in all the problems. And people, you know, sometimes say, oh, that's kind of hard because I have tons of problems. I don't think I can breathe everybody else's problems. But you are not taking on yourself. But you are the one who's doing it, but you are taking that on this selfish mind, which is chronic disease. Then you have to visualize, you take that, and you can make any form, the selfish mind, you can make any form. You take that on, and that minute it comes on that, then you have to visualize it disappears, that disappears. Okay? Make sense? That's a general way of doing online practice. When you breathe in, you can do it individually, body, speech, mind, or you can just breathe out of loving kindness. Breathe all the goodness. Breathe in all the problems. You breathe in not only yourself, on this attitude, selfish attitude. Then disappear. Okay, that's how it's going to be done. Or there's another choice. So, you do taking part for your loved one, close one, friend. It's easier taking their problems. Did you practice that? No, your friend, you know, going through so much, you know, like, so much problems, then you imagine that, so then you breathe in, then you take in, so then you do that, you know. When you become quite good at that, so then you move to the strangers, practice that. When you become good at that, so then you, how you say, slowly do it, like person that you consider as the enemy. So, what do you think? Is it possible? Just look at me. When I first came in this country, I don't know how to type. Then one of the senators were teaching me, oh, Gisela, the goal is typing without looking at keyboard and type. I said, that's impossible. How are you going to do it? I said, that's impossible because you don't know where the key is. Then you're telling me, now type, the goal is to typing that without looking at keyboard. I said, that's impossible. Now it's no longer impossible, it's very possible. You know? It's very interesting. Then they teach like JMJ or something like that. Then she said, even though you are not in the full key, you just, like, oh, here, Steve, come. She's the one who told me. You see, just show up. She's the one who told me how to try. I'm just telling the story. Oh, JFJ. So JFJ is my dead loose. So now I can tie pretty well. So now new monk came. I'm trying to teach them how to tie. I'm looking at them. How come you don't see? I already put this J here. Why are you looking here? It's here. It's like hard to believe. Like, can you see J here? It's not just fast time. I already put you 4 or 5 times. Now you're looking here. That's exactly what happened to her, probably. So then, you know, you kind of like get upset, agitated, so then you show him. So like, come on, Allah, I'm not sure, immediately kind of remember. So Shadi Deva said, if you make familiar yourself, anything that does not, there's nothing that does not become familiar. Tere, never chungu, never chungu. If you manage to tolerate small difficulties, then you learn how to tolerate bigger difficulties. If you read the Shani Deva books, that book has been written around 3rd century or the 6th century. It's already been written. If you look at that book, you find exactly what I said. Oh. Like, if you put some effort to try to learn something, we will learn. It's a matter of time, we'll learn. Oh. Yeah, so that's Tonglen, you know, Tonglen, so... You can combine with breathing meditation. You breathe out, exhale, send out, breathe out of loving kindness. So then just imagine something. Imagine that everybody, whatever they need, you transform your body, your body, your possessions, your three-time merit, you transform that into whatever people need, you transform that and just imagine they received and rejoice. Then inhale out of compassion, inhale. It can be done, as I said, done individually, body, spirit, mind, in general. And the practice, you know, like if you are like overwhelmed, then you can do it, you know, call your friend, your close one, your parents, you know, when we're going to difficult, you can do that. Then slowly transform into the strangers. So then slowly transform into the enemies, you know. So then it's very like... How is a very like important piece of practice that helps you immensely, you know? So then your whole perception of world will change. Whole perceptions, you know, perceptions. Then you see every being. Of course, there's so many beings, but every human. Isn't that wonderful that if you see every human is like something very precious? No? Isn't that wonderful? No? Yeah. But you are fully capable. But it requires some effort, you know, on a daily basis. If you are able to see every human are something very precious. Can you imagine that what it does for your life? Can you imagine that? Every human they use is something very precious. Rajin Yembe Simjanam. 8 verses. Thought transformation, the fourth stanza, rajing in the same genomes. Digdo tabi, ne do, rejita ni ones. Whenever you see, you know, so that like, that we do know intellectually, you get so much benefit, but you know, we don't practice. The problem is we don't practice. Rajing in the same genomes. Somebody's out there, so much, you know, like, see, how is it, like, agitated by something, somebody did something, and like, acting so mean, what we see? Yeah, of course we see somebody's mean, unkind, very disturbed. That's what we see. That's all we see. It's not very special way of seeing it because everybody sees that. generally speaking. If you manage to see, oh, I found piece of diamond. How often we feel when we see any sick person that we feel that you find piece of diamond? If you feel that you find piece of diamond, that brings joy. Oh, but it's very hard. It's hard. But if you make yourself familiar, slow, little by little, yeah, it's very possible. Then no matter what people act, what people say, doesn't bother you because your whole perception will change. Your perception is totally changed. You choose not to look at them as a negative mindset. You deliberately choose to see them something very precious. Nobody, you know, people say something, it doesn't mean anything. People say you don't look good or say pizza, same thing. People say, oh, your hair doesn't look good for you. Oh, somebody just say pizza. Yeah, somebody just said pizza. Why you get angry? Somebody said pizza. You don't get angry. Because all your perceptions, reflection by sound, shape, color, smell, tactile, everything's been changed. So can you imagine that if you can do that, whenever you see the unruly beings around there, if you feel, you don't have to say, oh, I find piece of diamond, no need to say it. But if you feel you find piece of diamond, your mind is well armored. Your mind is well protected by, because you built armor. No matter what people say, Or somebody say, oh, you are so great. What that means? It means really nothing. Or if somebody says, oh, you are so terrible looking. What it means? It means really nothing. It means same thing. It doesn't mean anything. Oh. So? Tonglen, okay. So then maybe next Sunday, so maybe I'll touch maybe again a little bit about Tonglen. So Tonglen, so that's how you do practice. Oh. Breathe out in, so then the loving kindness and in compassion. Oh, so then I think you feel that your life has purpose. You are doing something, then you feel like you are doing something meaningful. Then you don't say, oh, my life has no meaning. Oh, my life has no purpose. Yeah, your life has meaning, it's meaningful, then you feel that your life has purpose. Then your own existence, your presence is very important, so important, because you are doing something. Even though you live in Himalayan mountain, middle of nowhere, your heart filled with joy. Oh. The joy or satisfaction contentment does not come from doing things. We've been doing things all the time. I've been doing things since I was born. Not like American people, but according to my lifestyle, I've been doing something, doing things. But, like chasing donkey. I used to believe when I was 12 years old, chasing a donkey will bring a lot of happiness. I chase a donkey, Then sometimes when the donkey kicks you here, then that will bring happiness. chasing that all the time and doing all kinds of things does not guarantee happiness. But these teachings, if you practice, it guarantees happiness, okay? Oh, yeah. Yeah, so thank you very much, and maybe see you next Sunday.
The Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246. We'll read the dedication prayer by Master Shantideva, 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome pears bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may two remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Then go to page 244 and 245, and we'll read the short, long life prayers. First one, for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, in the land encircled by snow mountains. You are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chandrasi, Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Then on the other side, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on listen void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhanasik Taurus doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and your others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Denise. I have an announcement to invite you to several events related to what Geshe-la was talking about, keeping positive thoughts in our mind, to review materials that keep those positive thoughts in mind related to the rhythm of virtue. For example, just walking. I will offer kindness, a gentle, thoughtful refuge. This non-judgmental spirit calms my heart as well. So many examples of that. In 2 weeks from today, you can stay after the teachings, and we're going to play with rhythm as a way to remind us to think our positive thoughts. And there are some words from Geshe-la on the back here, too. We'll set up 6 stages to do a little circuit, be fast-paced for 2 hours. There's a flyer up on the communications wall that has all of these dates, so you can just take a picture with your phone. There'll be an email coming out. It's also on the calendar, and there's more information behind the calendar date. So 2 weeks from today, there's an interactive open house. The week after that, we're going to have a book lunch celebration with the tea. And then in October, November, December, there'll be 3 workshops that you can come and go in more in-depth on the material, all offered proceeds to Kanapa Center. Anything else you want to say? It's available in the bookstore. Yes, it is. Yes, again, it's available in the bookstore.